Earth, sky.
Well, the Landsat series of satellites is kind of our oldest and most venerable series of satellites for monitoring Earth from space. And there have been a total of 7 satellites that have been launched since 1972. They've been collecting data over the entire Earth for this long time period. So they provide, in essence, a record of what's happened on the surface of the Earth.
You're listening to satellite researcher Curtis Woodcock of Boston University, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Woodcock spoke about the changes to Earth's forests as seen from space with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Woodcock, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
Now, much of your research focuses on the monitoring of regional and global forest resources. Can you tell us what's happening to our forests?
Well, different things in different places. Some places we have very bad damage as a result of pests, and other places we have clearing of forests for agriculture and that sort of thing. 2 quick examples might help. One is here in New England, in my backyard, where after about 130 years of increase in forest land following the abandonment of lots of agricultural land, we now are starting to see decreases in forest areas as a result of housing developments and commercial developments and golf courses and all that sort of thing. Another example of a place we've been working is in the Ukraine, where following the collapse of the Soviet Union, we're now seeing an expansion of forests due to the abandonment of agricultural land. So some parts of the world are losing forests, some parts of the world are adding forests.
In a nutshell, how do you study how forests are changing? How do you gather data about this? How can you tell?
Well, really, the way we do this is with satellite imagery. And the most useful satellite for this kind of work are the Landsat series of satellites. And they really provide the backbone for the monitoring of forests that's going on around the world.
Now tell us, explain for us, please, what these changes you've described that are happening to forests really mean to ordinary folks like me listening now.
Mostly what we're talking about are a whole range of ecosystem services. And those are things that forests provide to us without necessarily a whole lot of effort on our part. An example is that they provide habitat to lots of species, and so biodiversity in many parts of the world is very dependent on forests. A big issue at the current time, it refers to carbon. Global climate change is largely a result of increasing CO2 in the atmosphere, and forests are a natural sink for CO2 and store lots of carbon. So forests at this point in time can be either a source of CO2 to the atmosphere, meaning they can release CO2 to the atmosphere following clearing and harvesting and that sort of thing, or they can be a sink to CO2 from the atmosphere by absorbing atmospheric CO2. Water is another example. That forested watersheds are an excellent source of clean drinking water, so both quality and amount of water that's returned from an area that we use for our purposes. Flood protection is another example. And it should be remembered that forests are an excellent example of a renewable resource, that wood products are an important thing that we derive from forests.
What is happening because of these changes to forests? What are some of the consequences of these changes? I understand that your research ties together what's happening to forests and vegetation.
Sure. Globally, the picture is that forests and the clearing of forests and the harvest of forests and the burning of forests are a large source of CO2 to the atmosphere. They're about 17%, that's the current estimate from the IPCC, of anthropogenic emissions of CO2 to the atmosphere. So they're not a trivial part of human sort of fingerprints on the climate with respect to adding CO2 to the atmosphere.
I understand that you use data from the Landsat satellites to observe forest change over time.
The Landsat series of satellites has been absolutely fantastic, and this historical archive is really the key to understanding how forests are changing, because even though a lot of the imagery is yet to be analyzed or studied, it's available because it was collected. Somebody had the foresight in the past to collect global data that we can use now in the present time.
And this data, you say, has been collected since 1972. And it's still important for scientists now.
Oh, extremely important. I would argue that that archive of data that, in essence, is a record of what's happened on the surface of the Earth may be the most valuable environmental data record that we have.
What would you say is like the most some of the most important changes that you've seen since Landsat was launched in 1972 to now that I'm speaking to you in 2010? What are some of the big changes you've seen?
Well, the big changes have been mostly in the tropics, where there have been large areas that have been cleared, many of them converted for agricultural development. But even in this country, there have been substantial changes as human populations, often in the form of not really urban, but sort of peri-urban development. People have moved up into forests and cleared lots of land. There also, more recently, there's been lots of pest damage, probably as a result of climate change, through broad swaths of boreal forests. And so that, and the fires that follow that, they have a pretty dramatic effect over very large areas of those forests. All the forests of the world are basically being affected.
Could you summarize the importance, looking broadly, I guess, of global forest monitoring and tell us about how people will be able to continue observing forest change into the future?
Well, from a technical point of view, how we continue in the future is that there is a new Landsat satellite being built that's due to be launched in 2012. There are efforts afoot to try to get the process started for a series of Landsat satellites to follow after that. There are also satellites being launched and that have already been launched by other countries around the world. With regard to your first question as to why it matters to monitor forests in the future, it really doesn't come down to too much more than trying to maintain healthy forest ecosystems around the world to support the ecosystem services that we talked about, and to try to play a significant role in reducing the buildup of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. And as these issues are, as the population of the world grows and as our demand for resources increase, we're going to be more and more dependent on forest resources. And so careful management and monitoring of those resources will be increasingly important.
You've been listening to Curtis Woodcock, a professor of geography and environment at Boston University. Our thanks today to the NASA and USGS Landsat program, creating an unparalleled record of Earth's changing landscapes. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. EarthSky is a clear voice for science. We're at earthsky.org.